Hello, welcome to Roger Pan episode 157. This is Brandon Chin broadcasting from my car in Itoshima, Fukuoka. And today, I'm going to talk about Rakugo again. So this time I saw a show in Itoshima. And I went with a friend, Yuko Song. Thank you again if you're listening for inviting me to the show. It was cool. This guy from the Kanto region near Tokyo came down to Fukuoka, his first time at this place. And it was in a cool gallery setting. So it's like this old renovated house that serves as a gallery that serves paintings, sells paintings and crafts and from local artists. And they have events sometimes. I was surprised to find out they had a lot of international events as well, where they have musicians from all over the world come and play. But today it was a rakugo concert or rakugo show. And if you don't know, rakugo is spoken about it on a previous podcast as well when I was in Osaka. But it's basically a storytelling art. So there's usually a man that sits on a pillow and tells a story, and he acts out different characters in the story by certain signals, like looking in certain directions to signify that different people are speaking. And also he uses a few props to illustrate his points better. So he has like a uchiwa fan, those handheld fans, and a handkerchief that he uses to wipe his sweat off, of course, but also to use as like a book or some type of thing to check the register, like money, like a ledger. And most of the stories are based in older Japan, so like Edo period, etc. But it was really funny. It was good. He told two main stories. And they, of course, always have lessons in them. The first one was about this couple where the wife was watching her husband sleep, and he was like smiling and laughing and and it looked like he was enjoying his dream. And she woke him up and was like, "Hey, what's up? I saw you were having a dream. What was your dream about?" He's like, "No, I didn't have a dream. What do you mean?" He's like, "No, I mean, I saw you moving around and laughing, and of course, you looked like you were enjoying it. What was your dream about?" He's like, no, I didn't have a dream. I can't tell you what my dream is about if I didn't have a dream." And she's like, "Come on now. I saw your behavior, the way you were moving. You know, I'm not going to get mad. Just tell me what the dream was about." And he keeps on insisting that he didn't see his dream, whatever. And so they start fighting. And basically another person comes in, a neighbor comes in, and was like, "Hello, what happened? Why are you fighting? You shouldn't be fighting like this, etc." And basically this process continues where people from around the neighborhood come in and break up the fight. And then they get the man alone and they're like, "Man, yeah, that's just crazy how that happened, whatever." And then they're like, eventually they're like, "So tell me, no one else is here. Tell me what the dream was about." And he's like, "No, there's not, the dream was about nothing." And so, naka ima podcasto. Dodo shiyou kana to. And so I was like, and so they would just keep going and repeat the process where the neighbor would come and break them up, and then they would separate the people, the wife and the husband, and then the neighbor would start fighting with the man, and then the owner of the house came, did the same thing, split them up, they started fighting, some type of mayor or like leader in the city went, broke them up, did the same thing, and then eventually he gets to like heaven or like the spirit world. And a demon starts talking to them. And the demon's like, "You know, I'm not a human, so these type of, you know, human stories won't really bother me. So just tell me what you had a dream about." He's like, I did not have a dream. Come on, man. Not even you. Why you? Even you are doing the same thing. Why? And eventually, they start fighting or whatever. And he wakes up to his wife being like, what was your dream about? And so, like, the whole thing was just, that was the dream. And that was interesting. And then he did that for the first half. And then the second half, he told another story, which was basically about this guy that had no money, went to stay at this lodging place. And basically, he told the owners of the hotel that he had money to stay. And he eventually stayed for a week. And at the end, the owner was too afraid to ask, but his wife forced him to go and talk to the lodger and say, you know, you gotta pay. The guy's like, sorry, I have no money. And he's like, well, what's your skill? What can I do? What can I do? No, he was like, what can you do to pay for this? And basically the guy was like, I'm a painter. And so I can paint you a thing. And he's like, what? That's not gonna be okay as payment. You know, it's 7 days worth of lodging. We need money. But he's like, no, this is all I can do for you. And so he starts painting and he's talking to the host really rudely or whatever. And he paints the thing and he leaves, he runs away, and he paints like a bird. And you know, the couple that runs the lodging is very upset, like, oh, we just lost so much money. The wife loses her ambition to work and stays in bed for a couple of days. And the husband has to do all the work by himself. And eventually, you know, they open up the hotel for where the guy painted the painting and put it up in the upstairs place. And basically, the crowd gathered around his hotel looking at this bird painting. It basically started to attract all of these different people, and they started to sell out space for people to rent to basically come and look at the painting. And so overall, like, that story continued a little bit, and like his the painter's father also ended up coming and admiring the painting and then adding some more to it. And in the last moment, the son came back. And at first, when he first stayed there for 7 days, he was the guy that stayed there for 7 days. His father had painted some extra stuff in the painting. But then this guy that didn't pay, just painted the thing, came back all clean and was like just asking about it and saw the painting and saw that his dad had put some stuff on it. And he was very surprised. And of course the people that owned the hotel were very excited because they're like, oh, now we have two famous people that have put their essence into this. So now the value of the painting is like almost 20 times what they were asking for the rent from this guy. And so they already made their money back, but he was just surprise after surprise after surprise. And then the last part of the story is where I got kind of confused because they used this pun, this way to say a Japanese saying that was in a different way. And if something was like kagohiki, something with like the way that it was said, that kind of threw me off. I asked my friend Yuko-san as well to see if I could figure it out, but still didn't really get it. But in any case, the lesson was that things don't pay off in the beginning. They take time to pay off. And so the value will come later. But as long as you create something that people enjoy and gives them joy and value in their life, then that will come back in the end. So be patient. And the first story, the lesson, maybe I don't know, believe other people's stories or find a way to compromise and reconcile, something like that. Anyway, Rakugo, I really recommend it, and I think you should check it out if you have the chance. If you're interested in more Japanese daily culture, you can go to brandonshin.net/raw. Check out the page there and you can get some more juice. As always, if you enjoyed this, tell one person after you finish this. Tell one person about Rakugo and share this link with them so that they can enjoy the things. Today is the 17th. It is 10:23 p.m. Enjoy and take care of yourself. Goodbye.